These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends, welcome back to yet another guided meditation for transcendence. My name is Raphael, I'll be your guide for today's meditation. We're going to be doing a vibrational meditation to get to a transcendental state of consciousness. If this is the first time that you're here, warm welcome. I'm so glad that you are here today. And let's begin. Make sure that you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the meditation, 20-25 minutes. We will use 4-5 minutes at the very end of the meditation to reflect on a thought, a quote, an emotion maybe. We'll see which one we choose at the end of the meditation. It's always a good time after a meditation to reflect on the big questions of life after we've made this space for ourselves. This clarity comes with stillness. And so make sure that you stay until the end of the meditation and turn off your phone if this is what you need to do, or tell your roommates not to knock on the door, and let's begin. We start the meditations by dedicating it to someone as we connect our consciousness to other consciousnesses across the world, this big entity of life. The way we do this, we close our eyes, we put our hands to our heart, either on a praying position or palms on the chest, whatever feels more natural to you. Deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. If you would like, you can write to who you're dedicating this session to in the comments of the video below. I'll read it, I'll respond. You may do this 2 or 3 times, taking each exhalation as an opportunity to relax more and more before the meditation, to release tension not only in your muscles, in your neck, in your shoulders, in your lower back, in your jaw, but also in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation session is over. Let it go and come back to center your thoughts, your mind, on your body. If you need to do a body scan, do so. If you prefer to start moving, start moving. If you need to stretch, stretch. If you need to wiggle, wiggle. If you need to smile, smile. But don't force anything. Let the natural course of things take its way. Take a nice deep breath. And on the exhalation, open your mind. Open your mind. Open your eyes. Open your eyes and your mind, I suppose. Notice the environment around you now. Notice what's new, what's different. The objects, colors, lights, shadows, textures. Also the sounds and smells. Really take your time. I highly suggest you take 4 or 5 minutes to just stay here and to sit in silence. And if you would like to, I can give you a little something to reflect on, a little thought. And this comes from Taoism. I think I read it not long ago in one of Alan Watts's book on Taoism, or Taoism. It's spelled with a T but pronounced as a D. And I really enjoy reading these ancient Eastern philosophies. And so the quote goes as follows. Grass doesn't try to grow, it just grows. Fish don't try to swim, they just swim. Flowers don't try to bloom, they bloom. Birds don't try to fly, they fly. This is their intrinsic nature. And I would like you to reflect on this, to ponder on this the whole day. And if you can, write in the comments below how this reflects on you, how this resonates with you. Grass doesn't just try to grow, it just grows. We as humans need to be humans. We need to be in coordination with our intrinsic nature. And what is this nature? Think about that. What is our nature? What is our purpose? What is our duty? We often talk about our way of life. The Tao, of course, can be translated as the way. But oftentimes, it is more about learning how to not get in our own way. Not just into finding the path, the way, but finding a way to get out of our own way that might come from overthinking, overfeeling, and going against our intrinsic nature. So think about this. I will leave you to it. Maybe you've heard my baby in the background. If you have, I'm happy for you. I think it's a beautiful sound. Take care. I'll see you soon. Tomorrow, in fact, for our last meditation before we start our 100 days meditation challenge on the 1st of August. We're starting this challenge. It's free. It's right here on YouTube, and I hope you'll join us for it. Have a look at the links also in the description. You have the links to the newsletter, to the blog, to the podcast, to some reading, I suggest, and more. Take care. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.